We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back that if not for the Jonathan Gannon's handling situation, you would have been the Eagles' D coordinator. Is there any truth to that? Can you comment on that?
That's possible, but I won't neither confirm nor deny it.
What? All right, we're back. It's Marks and Race live from Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. That's Vic Fangio, current Dolphins defensive coordinator. But he was asked, would you have been the Eagles' defensive coordinator if given the opportunity, or if Jonathan Gannon would have taken the head coaching job at the Cardinals? And that sure sounds like a yes, doesn't it, Ike?
We did say it's possible, but he won't confirm or deny it. I don't know what the hell that all meant. Yeah, there's obviously some gray area there where there was a chance to bring him back, and then there was some uncertainty as far as. But what it says to me is that was Fangio their first choice, or would they just brought Jonathan Gannon back? So really, it was still dependent on Jonathan Gannon leaving. So they wanted to know sooner if he was going to leave.
But I mean that. You can't force the Cardinals to make a decision right before they're going to make a decision. So if the Eagles don't make the Super Bowl, then and he gets the job, then maybe.
Well, certainly easier to.
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait 2 more weeks.
Right. So, I mean, it might have been a timing thing. I know that there's been some talk out there that one of the reasons why they're frustrated with Gannon is that he wasn't not as transparent, or that they lost out on Fangio because. I mean,
here's my only thing with that. And the Eagles have been compensated, so this is just us going back over the situation. But if they're playing in the final game of the season, which is the Super Bowl, and you're not allowed to talk until afterwards, well, we'd have to pull up the dates. When did Vic Fangio take the job in Miami versus Jonathan Gannon taking the job with Arizona?
So this is something I've talked about before, that we talked about before. January 29th is when the stories came out that they were going to hire him.
It didn't become who was going to hire him?
The Dolphins. And it didn't become official until like after the Super Bowl, when it became official, and that's when it was announced.
So a week later.
But everybody was reporting, yeah, Vic Fangio's agreed to be the defensive coordinator of the Dolphins. That's before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Before the Cardinals would have even had an opportunity or decide to hire Jonathan Gannon.
Legally, they couldn't, right? That's why it's tampering. They weren't supposed to.
Vic Fangio could have waited to see if Jonathan Gannon was going to get the job, and then he could have made the Dolphins wait.
Right.
But when the Dolphins offered him, I think he's making like $4 million, $5 million a year to be the defensive coordinator. Guess
good
what
money.
He said? I'm not going to, like, they probably said, we're not waiting.
Right.
We're going to need to hire somebody now, and he took it.
Right.
So I don't know how this whole thing has turned into this. Like, Jonathan Gannon, he didn't know he was getting the job until they hired
him.
And that was after the Super Bowl. What was the date of the Super Bowl?
February 6th, I believe.
Right. So it's more than a week. The first reports came out that he was being hired by the Dolphins more than a week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So how the hell was he going to say, yeah, I'd probably be the – so what, if you didn't take the Dolphins job? Yeah, if you didn't take the Dolphins job, maybe you would have the job. But the implication is, or what's being talked about is, oh, well, he screwed the Eagles. Jonathan Gannon screwed the Eagles. Otherwise, Vic Fangio would have been the defensive coordinator.
Like, exactly. I don't understand how that's possible if Jonathan Gannon doesn't get hired until after the Super Bowl.
The dates don't line up.
Yeah.
He didn't get hired after get – because remember, like, some people will say, well, Jonathan Gannon said he's definitely coming back after the NFC Championship game. He said, I'm not leaving. I'm coming back. And
he hadn't been offered a head coaching job yet.
My response to that was, yeah, until he's offered a head coaching job. Like, he was feeling good in the moment, but you're going to pass up a head coaching job? Like,
no, there's no way. There's no way. No way.
And he didn't.
Well, here's the other thing. There were two teams that didn't have a head coach when they kicked off the damn Super Bowl. And it was already being reported that they were rumored, Indy was rumored to be interested in Steichen, and that Gannon was still going to do it. The Cardinals had some interest in Jonathan Gannon. I mean, some of these things are sort of obvious that the two teams that didn't have a head coach
were waiting for
the damn coordinators who are in the Super Bowl to be available.
See, I think that Fangio was more or less given a, hey, we're not waiting for you to then take this
that
job with the Dolphins.
That makes more sense.
Right?
So from the Dolphins, right?
Right.
Like, because now you're asking the Dolphins to sit around and wait to see if you're going to leave them with the bag in the hand. Because what if you take the job in Philly because, you know, Jonathan Gannon is leaving, and now Miami doesn't have a coordinator or the coordinator that they want?
They wait 10 days for Fangio to say, I'm going to Philly, sorry.
Right.
Which is what would happen. And then they would have been 10 days later without a defensive coordinator. Instead, they say it's likely Gannon gets the job. This is a job that he may take. Here's the contract. Take it.
Yeah.
Or leave it. Or wait. And he could have waited.
Yeah.
He could have not taken it. So the timing doesn't – the timing to me doesn't line up. I don't know why this is turning into something other than everybody wants to hate Jonathan Gannon.
And listen, I hear you from an Eagles fan standpoint of thinking he was distracted going into the Super Bowl. Even though I don't buy it, at least, okay, I can hear it from the fan standpoint because they're upset about the game. I don't understand the whole Vic Fangio angle of him being here versus being in Miami and it all –
Well, by the way,
somehow Jonathan Gannon cost them Vic Fangio. That part I don't understand.
By the way, when has Vic Fangio turned into this world-class defensive coordinator that everybody and anybody is salivating over?
He's just an old guy. I think he was more an old guy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't Jim Johnson. This isn't
Monty Kiven.
Yeah, this isn't
Dick LeBeau.
No, and like I said, I'm sure he's fine, but. Like, what are we talking about here? We've turned him into Buddy Ryan's 46 defense in 1985. Like, the Eagles will be okay.
Yeah, we got the players. Let's see if the coaches can do something.
Well, doesn't he run the same boring defense we hated from Jonathan Gannon?
That's what I was going to say. By the way, aren't they all under the Fangio umbrella?
He's the founder of it.
He's the founder of boring defense. That's what you're going to get this year with the side. That's what you got last year with Jonathan Gannon.
Right.
You think that he would have been blitz heavy, Vic Fangio? He sounds like a blitz heavy type coordinator.
It does sound like one of those old school defensive coordinators.
He does.
Fangio.
But he's going to bite you.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out the whole timing of it. I'm like, okay, first of all, it's South Beach, it's Miami. So I don't know if Vic Fangio was all that upset that he didn't stay in Philadelphia. Wasn't he here as an advisor all year?
Yeah, it seems like he got a pretty good deal to me. Why are you still – like, don't you agree, like, when he answered it, it was almost like a –
Yes, he tried to play coy with it, yeah, and
– He played into it.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, he played into it.
Meanwhile, Howie won't answer a question about anything.
Nothing.
We moved on.
They called Mike Florio conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Florio was so mad about that. He was writing columns that weekend about it. Like, oh, yeah, sure, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Look at all the things that I've done. Look at what I question. I'm not a conspiracy theory. They was bringing it back to COVID and whatever.
Oh,
and he was saying, like, no, like, that's conspiracy theorists. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark Schuler's. If you get engaged, place the code's Mark Schuler's. Best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Jack, what is the tweet that you just sent us? What is this from? This is from a picture of Big Hugh.
Yeah.
Big Hugh?
Yeah.
So last night was the big event for the
France Skin LA beer. Brewing Company. Yep.
Correct. He brought in four packs for the guys today.
Yeah. None for me, which is interesting, you know.
Did you go last night?
I did go, yeah.
I did not.
What makes Giulio and Hugh so special?
I guess he was – oh, so he didn't even – because did he go on the air to talk about it?
No.
Just brought him in to say thank you. Well, T.O. retweeted the tweet from Glenn Macnow saying, I needed to take care of my boys, and they're posing with a four-pack of this Franski and L.A. beer. Mm-hmm. And T.O. Says, yo, Big Q, where's the popcorn? ?
How about that? There's a couple old nemesis.
Yeah, mending the fences. Think.
Yeah, they're over that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Hugh was trying to get T.O. on the midday show.
Oh.
Last week, I think it was.
Oh, all right. Well, I'd get some popcorn for that. That'd be good.
Yeah, Hugh doesn't realize that people will want to hear about that damn fight more than anything.
More than anything, yeah. Yeah, you better be ready. You better be ready to talk about the fight
yes.
In detail. And I will get my popcorn, and I'm listening. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Now, I've heard several versions of that fight,
yeah.
including firsthand from Hugh.
Right.
Yeah. Most of the stories match up. There's always something a little
different.
Or somebody's missing something in there, yeah, or added something. The best one is Trey telling the story. Trey Thomas. So, yeah. You know, I wasn't here, so I always got it secondhand.
Right.
But I've heard it enough times that it's almost like one of those legendary stories that people add stuff to.
Right.
And
it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, it's one of the ones that we talk about.
I did have to ask you though, like, dude, you came out on top in this whole thing, right? As long as I make sure that happened.
And what did he say?
He said, you know,
was it a win split decision? Was it a TKO?
No, it wasn't a TKO.
Was it KO?
It wasn't a KO. But depending on whose version you got, one person may have had a better day in that altercation than the other person. No.
Well, Hugh's got if Hugh can just get him to the ground, or like once he gets a hold of him with the big paws.
Ah, that's what you would think.
No.
Except for one guy is much stronger and in way better shape.
Well, I know who you're talking about.
And Hugh was injured.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it wasn't as bad as some people try to make it out to be, but it was certainly a
unanimous decision for one side of it.
Certainly
Howard Lederer
scored. It like a majority decision.
Okay. Howard Lederer had T.O. winning. By the way, Jack, sorry to miss you last night. Hey, does this make me a bad person?
Well, it's questionable, yeah, for sure.
There were no punches thrown. It was more of a wrestling match, tussling.
Like a UFC-style wrestling
tussling,
match?
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, interesting.
No, I actually did go to the event, and the parking situation was such a disaster. I circled the neighborhood, tried a couple different spots. I finally found the parking spot on the shady street. Mm-hmm. And as I got out of my car and locked the car, and I got probably, I don't know, 20 feet away from the car, I got a, yo, you can't park there. You're going to get towed. Some guy hanging out his front door.
Oh, the PPA found you.
So you know what I did after that?
Went home.
I got in my car and I drove home.
Wasn't your night. Wasn't your night.
If I would have walked out and my car wouldn't have been there because it would have been towed.
Oh, man, yeah.
You would have had to, you had to put me in handcuffs.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing the show alone today.
I would not be in today. So I wanted to, I was disappointed I didn't make it last night, but I just, that happened. There you go. All right, Chuck from Mount Airy joins us. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Spicy chicken is live, is hot.
What's up, Chuck? This is a new caller Friday, Chuck. What's going on, man?
A new caller Friday. Listen, I don't care nothing about that. I'm Johnny Marks. Listen, I had to come and crash this party. Yeah, what I'm saying to you. Listen, let me tell you something, right? Here's the thing, right? That chicken that you were talking about, right, Ike?
Yes.
Man, you got to try Acme, man. You know, when you start talking about chicken, and, you know, you got the brothers around, man. That's
like
talking about a pretty lady, man. You know what I mean? You start talking about different spots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
so
how that thing go. Yeah,
I have not had Acme chicken. I have not had it.
Yeah, Acme chicken is delicious, man. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's pretty pricey. It's not pricey either. It's a good price, man. It's good stuff. Hey, listen. Here's the thing, right? I've got an idea for the show, right? We need to have a segment at least once a week talking about everything in the world of sports. That's what the segment would be called. Everything in the world of sports, right?
Okay.
And it talks about not Philadelphia sports, just a segment, but we talk about things outside of Philadelphia sports. But it's sports related. Because it's a big mega fight coming up, right?
Yes,
sir. And we have not gotten to and talked about yet. And I've been waiting for this fight because I'm a boxing fan. And
I
used to box, so I like to bring the boxing thing in the equation here. And when you got Spence, Earl Spence Jr., mm-hmm. and you got Crawford, the biggest welterweight fight probably since Hagler-Hearns.
Mm. Talk to me.
I don't care.
The biggest since Hagler Hearns, really?
He's right. Yeah, it's a big one.
You got to bring that up a little bit, man. I know, Jack, you don't care about nothing but baseball. But listen, this is one of the biggest fights in the century, man. And we got to, bring up a little bit, man. I'm looking forward to that fight, July 29th.
Hold on, though, Chuck. We're way too far out to start bringing it up now.
Oh, it's not this weekend?
Yeah, July 29th.
Oh, he
yes.
wants us to. So, no, Chuck.
No, but I'm with you, though. I'm with you. And I got Bud Crawford in the fight. I was gonna wait a couple weeks before the fight to even bring it up, or at least that week for sure.
So Chuck, here's what you can maybe do. Like if you did the Chuck from Mount Airy podcast, these are some of the things you could talk about.
Hey,
you know
listen,
what I mean?
I'll bring you on as a guest, Johnny Marks. How about that?
I can't help you with the boxing talk, but thank you. We can talk something else. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, here's the thing, right? I want to say something about James Harden, right? I want James Harden not traded. I want him to go to Houston. And it has nothing to do with James Harden. I want Joel Embiid to request a trade. Yeah, I want everything to be taken away from Joel Embiid so he can run out of here. And I can get my team back and we can start over. Okay? Because he's not going to get back. This is not going to get past him. This ain't it, man. We ain't going to do this no more. We're not going to sit up here and try to build all this stuff around this dude. And he did not show up not one ounce. He didn't do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what part are we missing? Are we on some type of drugs here, man, that we got to keep doing this over and over and over again? The guy, if he showed me some heart in game 6 and game 7, I wouldn't be crying for him to be out of here. But through hell and hell, high water, I'm going to get this guy out of my city. I'm telling you. Somehow, some way, we're not going to take the distraction. We're not going to be distracted about what Joel did. Joel has to be the best player. Joel has to be the best player. I don't
he is the best player.
Get Chris Paul, get John Stockton, get Stark, get anybody you want, Jordan, Pippen, Bibby, whoever. Get anybody and pin him next to Joel. If Joel's not Joel, we ain't winning nothing. And the thing about it is he don't show up in the playoffs. So when are we gonna start criticizing him? You guys want to keep rebuilding.
We did. We criticized him for 2-3 weeks, didn't we? I mean, he got criticized when he won the MVP. He got criticized in the first round because he was getting triple teamed and wasn't scoring 30 points every game. When have you not criticized him? What do you mean you haven't stopped criticizing him?
I'm the only guy that's been criticizing this guy like this. This guy does not get to slip through the cracks here no more, Ike. I'm sick of it, okay?
How's he slipping through the cracks? You act like nobody has brought him up. You know what's happened, Chuck, is most people have realized he ain't going anywhere except for you. So you can keep yelling about Joel leaving, and I guarantee you in 5 years, you'll be right. He won't be here anymore. But it won't be next year. It won't be the year after that, and it won't be the year after that. So eventually you will be right because he'll get older. He'll retire at some point, and then you'll have him out of your city. But it ain't happening anytime soon, brother. Sorry.
He's going to be going before that, Ike.
No, he's not.
Because James Harden, all he has to do, that's the first domino that got to fall. And once that domino falls, then Joel can request out.
Put it like this, but that's the only way he's leaving. But, Chuck, here's the thing. That's the only way he's leaving if he wants to leave. That's not the Sixers getting rid of him. That's not the Sixers being fed up with him and tired of him and thinks he can't win. It's only going to happen if Joel Embiid forces his way out of here. So if Embiid forces his way out of here, you're going to take credit for running Joel Embiid out of town. Really? Is that what he's setting up right now?
He's trying to.
Yeah.
So, Ike, I would say, and we love Chuck's passion in hating Embiid. The season just
ended. Well, I don't because it's delusional.
Well, it is, but I can appreciate the passion.
Yes.
The season just ended, and he's – like, this can't be every phone call where he's screaming and yelling that he's not going to rest until Joel Embiid is out of the city.
Well, the Sixers season ended at what? 3 weeks ago.
No, I know. But so we're gonna do this all the time until the season starts. You know, like at some point,
it's been longer than 3 weeks. I feel like a month.
Has it? I mean, it might be. Yeah.
I mean, these series.
Well, we went through the Eastern Conference, the conference finals already. And
every
already,
series takes 2 weeks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's been a while. He's not being traded.
No.
And if you want to start a rival club to Ike's so Jack, are we settling on BHB, bring Harden back? Rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
It sounds a little bit better, yeah.
BHB.
BHB. Bring Harden back.
Yeah,
I like
I'm out.
It. No, you don't like that?
Well, I don't like any of this. I don't even like the fact my name's attached to this, but
Feds?
KHC.
Feds.
KHK, Keep Harden Crew. I don't know.
Let's roll with it.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, you have a lot of support just by looking at the board here. It's a new caller Friday, but people are just jonesing to get in on the hashtag Keep Harden Crew. Francisco Rojas is our producer here today, live at Chickies and Pete's. Also, Taz is here with us all day. I just pulled up Francisco's LinkedIn picture, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this is supposed to be your professional picture. Take a look at it. He looks like he's a senior in high school in the picture. He hasn't updated his, like... Is that your MySpace picture, Francisco? When's that from, man? Come on.
John, it has almost been a month. Season ended May 14th.
Yeah, we've been...
So it's been at least 3.5 weeks.
The emotions should be calmed down by now.
Well, most people's are.
Yeah, not Chuck's. Do the emotions curb at all before Or do they just get reignited when the season starts? I don't know. I mean, I'll keep saying it. Daryl Morey, figure it out, man. Figure it out. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We're live at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Big game tonight. A lot of Phillies fans in here.
Starting to see some blue in here, too.
You saw Dodger?
I see that over there. Yeah, I'm starting to see blue in
Dodger?
Here. Dodger blue,
With a Philly fan, though,
yep,
so it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, I am envious when I watch Dodger games, when you see Phillies fans out there. I'm like, man.
You want to be out there?
I would love to be at it. No, Dodger. I'd love to be at Dodger Stadium watching the Phillies and the Dodgers. I have not watched the game in Dodger Stadium yet.
Yeah, but that's a true Crips and Blood type of atmosphere, man. It's red and blue.
Yeah, remember when they were in the NLCS, they told Phillies fans don't wear the red?
Yeah.
Well, it could be
Is that a real thing? The Crips and Blood? Look, she's like, yeah, hell yeah, that's a real thing.
she's a Crip. Apparently.
<It's> a Crip.
All right, Chickies and Pete's, all of the playoff basketball action, man. Right here at Chickies and Pete's. Go to ChickiesandPete's.com for more info. We even had a Lenny Dykstra throwback jersey. You don't see many of them.
No.
Anymore.
Surprising, frankly.
The last time I heard of Lenny, he was dumpster diving for his dentures because his dentures had gotten thrown out.
Accidentally threw his teeth out?
He was at a restaurant and his teeth got thrown out and he realized it. So he was literally going through the dumpster looking for his teeth.
Well, it's 30-year reunion of the 1993 team.
Something tells me he won't be back.
You don't think so?
No.
I know.
The Pete Rose thing didn't go well.
Yeah, just don't bring him in the TV booth.
Oh, boy. Yeah, something tells me that Lenny is not welcome at the celebration. We'll see, though. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Also coming up, I can't wait for this. Usually a top five is five with Jack on a Friday is very loose and fun. So that's coming up right after this. We're live at Chickens and Pete's. Your phone call's coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, Guida Door and Window, if you're looking for new windows and doors, and you hear me talk about Guida pretty much every day, I'm just telling you, as far as the product you're going to buy, the business that you're dealing with, the family-owned business that you're dealing with, it's Guida. You got to go Guida with Guida Door and Window from their doors. I have a sliding patio door. Amazing. All my windows that I got recently installed, the difference in the quality of the draftiness, the sound quality, you don't hear the cars driving by anymore. Everything has been amazing. And right now, Guida is making it easy for you to start your project with a great deal. 20% off all windows and doors while you start your project. No money down and up to 3 full years to pay off interest free. So 20% instant savings. Luxury of paying off your project interest free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. This offer is for a limited time. But what are you waiting for? It's time to finally go Guida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.